Hi, Ruby.
Hello.
You're right.
I'm not too bad, thank you.
What are you saying then?
I went past for a hairdryer off my nan, and she handed me a shower cap with a Hoover tube, well, kind of a Hoover tube attached to it, with a big box that I attached to my belt, which had a few knobs on, and when I twisted them, it was supposed to dry my hair. She said it was good for when my arms ached holding a hairdryer.
Right, so this is like some kind of helmet that you put on, right?
It's kind of like a shower cap.
Right, with tubes attached to it, and where do the tubes go?
There's one big tube which comes from the shower cap, which then attaches into the box. And the air from the box into the tube, into the shower cap, and goes your hair.
Is this something she made herself?
No, I'm aware. I think she's had it for about 40 years.
It does sound like one of those inventions.
What? I don't know. I don't know whether this is something that's actually been bought and is on sale, or whether this is...
No, my nan made it.
Or if is this some kind of homemade contraption?
I don't think she made it. No, I think she bought it.
No, but the way you're describing it, right, you're saying it's a shower cap with a Hoover-type tube leading to a box which attaches to your belt. That sounds made up.
No, I'm serious.
And she made it herself.
And does it work?
Kind of.
Have you still got it? I don't want a perm. Have you still got it?
No, I haven't. It's still at her house. She still uses it.
Oh.
Where in the country... Don't say exactly where, but where in the country are you?
I'm in Sheffield, but she's in Boston, in Lincolnshire.
Okay. I might need to borrow that off your nan.
Okay, I'll let her know.
Can you not pop round?
To Boston.
I could try.
I mean,
it's quite a long way to go to dry your hair.
But I'm not just being funny. It's a shower cap with a tube and a box which attaches to your belt. I'm going to Boston.
I just want a photo of you in that contraption.
Right, ask your nan and get back to me.
I will do.
Mike in Manchester's been on saying, what are the chances of that? I'm on the bus home from work and I've just seen an old woman reading actual Take a Break magazine under a hood dryer in a salon like you just mentioned. That's amazing, Mike.